Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
It's your Pro Football Today news update.
I am Alex Fasano with your Pro Football Today news update. We'll run through some of those games that Gabe just mentioned. A lot of line movements, especially in that Green Bay Packers-Denver Broncos game. And I'll give you a little updated inactives. Nothing too crazy, but I'll still keep you informed. We'll go right through it. Let's get right started. Atlanta Falcons taking on the Colts. They are 1.5-point favorites. Over-under is 47.5. No inactives to report, once again, in this matchup. The Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. We got an update about the weather here. About 50 degrees, a little windy, and we're starting to see some rain. So I know the over is 51.5, and the Chiefs are favored by 5.5. But do you think this rain is going to affect anybody? You know, we might throw some rushing yard props. We're looking at some of the props right now. LeSean McCoy, who is a game-time decision, by the way, his rushing yard prop is 46.5. Lamar Jackson's prop is 60.5. I know Dane was just saying before, you know, rain necessarily doesn't always guarantee a running game because the defenders can slip. And
you know, we talk about it being wind more than rain, right? Because, listen, when we got a sloppy and muddy field, the offensive players know where they're going. The defensive players have to react, right? So it's very easy to also have someone slip, fall, have someone get behind the defense. I think Drew Dinkmeyer said it before. It's really wind more than rain unless the field gets incredibly sloppy. So don't go crazy. I agree with the under on this game, but not necessarily only because of the weather.
Sure. It'll definitely play a factor. That's for sure. And once again, the inactives in this one, Tyreek Hill still nursing an injury. And Damian Williams, running back for the Chiefs, is officially out. And once again, LeSean McCoy will be a game-time decision. The Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Buffalo Bills. Gabe's Bills. Nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. Bills are your 6.5-point favorites. Over-under is 43.5. Another couple of props you may want to consider. Josh Allen, 38.5 rushing yards. Frank Gore, 69.5 rushing yards. Cincinnati's rush defense is not the best, so you may want to consider some of these rushing props in this one. Joe Mixon's prop as well, if you're considering. 50.5. We know he's been nursing injuries, so we'll see how he plays in this matchup. That kickoff is set for 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The Denver Broncos and the Green Bay Packers. Gabe was mentioning there's a lot of line movement here. Green Bay now 7.5-point favorites. Denver plus 270 on the money line. 41.5 is your total in this one, and we have no inactives to report in this matchup. Once again, I will come back in the top of the hour with all game inactives, but we're working with what we got here. The Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles, 1 p.m. kickoff Eastern time. Philadelphia are your 4.5-point favorites. The over-under is 45. And once again, I mentioned these before, Corey Clement, your running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, is officially listed as out. We may see a little Jordan Howard here today. We may see that running back by committee, Miles Sanders. So we'll see what happens in Philadelphia. And DeSean Jackson, wide receiver, he's officially out as well. So maybe Nelson Agholor gets a little bit of a play here. I know Alshon Jeffrey's been nursing injuries too, so we'll see what he does. But keep an eye on this Philadelphia.
You know who will be there?
Detroit matchup. Who will be there, Dane?
Zach Ertz will be there.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, this idea of prop bets and, you know, putting him in your DFS lineup potentially. He's at 6,900 on FanDuel. One of the more expensive tight ends. But when we're talking about no Alshon, we're talking about no D-Jax, right? Yes, Nelson Agholor is there at only 4,800, I believe. But that security blanket for Carson Wentz will be Zach Ertz. He's tried and true. He'll still be there.
I really hope you're right, Dane. I got him in the fifth round in our Pit League draft.
Fifth round?
Remember that one. Fifth round. Zach Ertz, they dropped. I grabbed him, and it was fantastic.
Sure. I think he'll get a lot of opportunity today.
Love to see that. Love to see that. Moving right along, the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys. Lines moving a little bit. Dallas now 21.5-point favorites. Miami's now plus 1,700 on the money line. Throw a couple pesos on there. Get a little upset here. You know, you might want to throw something. We'll see what happens in AT&T Stadium. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Eastern. 46.5 is your total in this one, and no inactives to report. Actually, well, I got a couple here that I already mentioned. Albert Wilson, again, for the Dolphins is out, and Michael Gallup and Tavon Austin, your wide receivers for the Cowboys, will be out as well. So Zeke Elliott's surely going to eat in this matchup. The New York Jets taking on the New England Patriots. Another long shot here. Patriots now 20.5-point favorites. We got a little bit of a line movement here. The Jets now lower than the Miami Dolphins on the money line. They're plus 1180 on the money line. Over under is 43.5. We'll see what happens in Foxborough for this one. Sam Darnold officially out with kissing disease from the 80s mononucleosis. And James White, your running back for the Patriots, is officially out. So we'll see Josh Gordon. We'll see Rex Burkhead. We'll see Sony Michel. So we'll see what happens with the New England Patriots. I'm sure everybody's going to get a touch of the ball in this matchup against that New York Jets defense. We got the Oakland Raiders taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings, you're 9-point favorites now. Oakland plus 390 on the money line. There's a lot of line movements here today, guys, in these matchups. Minnesota and Oakland, no inactives to report as of yet. Carolina Panthers taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals, you're 2.5-point favorites. Over under is 44.5. Only inactive, Cam Newton dealing with an injury. So Kyle Allen will be your starting quarterback under center for the Carolina Panthers. And the New York Giants taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks in Raymond James Stadium. Bucks, your 5.5-point favorites. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, the debut of the young quarterback for New York. Giants plus 192 on the money line. If Danny Dimes has a day, you might want to throw something down. Catch an upset. Over under is 48 in this one. And Cody Latimer is your only inactive for the Giants wide receiver in this matchup. All right, I'm going to send it back to Dane, Joe, and Mike on Pro Football Today.
Folks, we're going on grid.
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Pro Football Today.
Back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone.
Back for hour number two of Pro Football Today. Thank you for joining us on the grid. Sports Grid TV Network, channel 719 on Zumo. You're listening, hopefully, on Fantasy Sports Radio Network, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio. But would love to have you down here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, live at the Meadowlands. If you're here, if you come down here, you get one of these handy-dandy cheat sheets for all the betting action happening today. We got five-star picks. Five-star pick today is the Baltimore-Kansas City under, according to the Daily Roto betting model. So it may seem antithetical to what has happened thus far in the NFL season, but here we are. It's raining, and we expect maybe the defenses to control a little bit more than you might otherwise expect. So that's how we get started. But, guys, let's get to some of the other games that we couldn't get to in the first hour. Dane, you gave us a little bit of a note on Daniel Jones. A couple of things, by the way, from Alex's notes. And this is just a general question for both of you. Is mononucleosis an 80s kissing disease? Like, it wasn't eradicated. It's still around, obviously.
It's still a kissing
Sam
disease.
Darnold is out because of it.
Right, so it still exists. We have not cured mono, and, I guess. You know, that's true.
Right. It's not polio. I mean, it's still around. It also wasn't as serious as polio, I should note. But, Joe, I didn't know that it was eradicated. Alex, I know he's a young guy. He's a millennial. He doesn't appreciate things of the past. But I think it's still around, obviously, as evidenced
well,
by Sam Darnold's absence.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, that would be a problem because I was in school in the 90s. And yet, no, they were still getting it in the 90s, too. I don't know why he chose the 80s decade.
Right.
But, yes, no, the 90s, it was still an issue, too.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's still an issue in 2019. If it was no longer an issue, I'd have my starting quarterback under center for the next couple of weeks.
Still a problem.
Just saying. It's not from the 80s.
It's probably from the 1780s.
It's not spandex.
If anything.
It's not spandex shorts. I'm just saying.
Yeah. James
it's still
Bond
around.
It's not the mullet.
Let's just talk football when we come back because that was a weird segment.
No.
Get on the grid.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and game intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to
Modell's.
Listen to
what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Thanks for getting back on the grid with us. And we got some games to talk about. We had a little fun in the last segment, but let's just get to it. Alex likes to call Daniel Jones, the new starting quarterback of the New York Giants, Danny Dimes. I think it's a bit of a lofty, hip name for him because he hasn't thrown any dimes yet, at least not in a regular NFL season game, Joe. So he obviously one of the new starting quarterbacks in. The Giants' defense has really been the major issue for this team, and Tampa might find themselves, ironically, at 2-1 with the Saints and Panthers both missing their starting quarterbacks, and Atlanta with a tough game today. They could actually find themselves at 2-1 after today and leading the division. So what do you have here with Tampa and the Giants?
Well, I got one of my teaser plays there with the New York Giants because I do think it's going to be a trickle-down effect for the Giants. Getting the kid in there, I think we're going to start to see elevated play from the offense. I think all of the guys actually on a team are going to rally around him. I don't trust Jameis Winston and Tampa Bay just yet. I do think this is going to be kind of a renewed second life for this Giants team, kind of like a new season. I think they're going to approach it that way. I expect the defense to show up a little bit better, and I do expect some points to be scored. And it's going to be, it's going to be an interesting thing to see exactly what Todd Bowles does with that 3-4 defense of his, how they're going to approach this. But you give me Saquon in Tampa Bay, and you give me a rejuvenated offensive line and group there for the Giants, and I'll take them at a 6-point teaser all day long.
I sort of like where you're coming from. Pushing that total up would be pretty interesting, but you know it's going to be hot down there, high 80s in Tampa. They're missing receivers down there. I'm with you. I just don't think I trust the defense. I'm with your thought process, but I just don't know if I trust the defense enough. But I do like them potentially getting 12 points or thereabouts by teasing them. So, Dane, we got to move through some of these games pretty quickly. So let's go over to New Orleans at Seattle. So we have yet to have an official starting quarterback named. We have a featured quarterback named in Teddy Bridgewater, but I think that intimates that Taysom Hill will be a pretty big part of this offense. So give me your thoughts on this game overall, and then I'll kick it over to Joe.
Sure. I mean, I am interested in Taysom Hill in this game. You know, during the week, Sean Payton even came out and said, like, oh, that's if you're assuming that Taysom Hill's not the number two. I think this is going to look almost, guys, like a college team. I think college teams sometimes literally do change it, you know, drive by drive, series by series, quarter by quarter. I think we may see some of that depending on what, you know, kind of how the game flow is going to go. I would stay away from both of these guys from DFS and that standpoint until I see it play out. On the other side, I mentioned it with Drew Dinkmeyer. I'm all over Chris Carson today. We're hearing that Penny may not go, and I think you know this, guys. Seattle wants to run the ball. I think that's how they're going to try and play at home. I think we're going to see a ton of Chris Carson today. The one things we know about are Chris Carson and whoever's playing quarterback is going to target Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Everybody else, I don't trust today.
So, Joe, heavy betting initially, roughly 75% of the wagers was pounding Seattle, expecting an easy blowout with Teddy Bridgewater coming in. But the pro bettor sat back and let the public push the bias, push the line to 5.5, and then hammered it back down. So we've seen the pro money and the sharp money come in and move the line back down. It's sitting at a funky number of 5 right now. What are your thoughts on this game?
Total. I mean, I think that recency bias will play into what the public is thinking is going to happen. I think it's around 44, 44 and a half, somewhere around that. And everyone thinks Teddy Bridgewater, they remember him struggling in coming in relief for Breeze. But I think both of these teams, I think it's going to be a shootout. I would not at all be shocked if we're looking at a score in the 50s when it's all said and done. So I'm leaning the over in this ballgame.
I like the over here, too. I'm with you. I'm picking up everything Joe's throwing down on that one. I agree. I think that Sean Payton, Teddy Bridgewater, has been this offense long enough. I think asking somebody to come in the middle of a game and play really well against the Rams is a difficult thing to do. So I think that's why you see those struggles. Mason Rudolph did a really nice job, actually, for the Steelers last week coming in and making that a close game. But Teddy Bridgewater didn't have as much luck. And frankly, if Drew Brees played that whole game, I think he would have struggled too. I think they were just beat last week. And we'll see exactly what they have in store this week. But I like that total. I'm with him. So, Dane, let's move over to the other game. Just talked about Mason Rudolph very briefly. But the Steelers, that spread was opened at 7. It's been bet down to 6.5. It looks like some people, probably sharp money, has some faith in the Steelers. We talked a little bit earlier about those teams that are 2-0 and then coming back home, actually having a pretty terrible record against the spread, and there's expectations here that the Steelers could at least cover this one.
Yeah, I'm with that. You know, Mason Rudolph looked decent, as you said, in the second half of that game against Seattle. Had them pretty much in it. I think that was a 28-24 final last week for the Seahawks. And here's the other thing. The Pittsburgh Steelers have confidence in Mason Rudolph because if they did not, they would not trade a first-round draft pick away in the same week when they realize that Mason Rudolph may now be the new franchise quarterback, right? So I think that's a signal that they have faith in Mason Rudolph. I think these kids are going to, you know, you talk about Daniel Jones maybe energizing the Giants offense. I think Mason Rudolph may have a similar impact for guys like James Washington, guys like Deontay Johnson in that Pittsburgh offense, this kind of like re-energize, let's, you know, get a shot with the young kids coming in. I do think we'll see some of that. And while San Francisco has played well, you know, it has been against teams that we didn't think much of going in Tampa and Cincy. So let's see what happens now when this new look Steelers offense comes in. But I'm with you. I'm staring at 6.5 right now on FanDuel. And I think that may be a little too much. I like Pittsburgh with the points today in San Francisco, especially given the trend you mentioned with 2-0 teams coming home, Blewett.
Yeah, so keep moving through these games. Denver trying to break out of a serious slump, Joe Ranieri. They have not won a game since December 2nd. Really long time. As Gabe Morenci said in the previous segment, they have not had a sack yet this season. Obviously, a couple of serious sack artists on that team, plus Vic Fangio there. Sacks can often be overrated, but you would figure this team would have at least one. They got robbed, obviously, by the officials last week relative to the roughing the passer penalty that wasn't on Mitch Trubisky and lose the game on a long field goal. So what do you think of this game? They're going into Green Bay. It's a very tough assignment. I wonder if people are thinking that Denver at 0-2, betting on this team, similar to last year, actually. The Bills were 0-2, I believe, going into Green Bay this exact time last year and pulled off the shocking win.
Yeah, here's what we know about these two teams, and forget about what you know about Aaron Rodgers in the past. This Matt LaFleur offense right now, they're averaging about 15.5 points a game, guys. Not good. It's actually the fifth lowest in the league. Oh, yeah, below them would be the offense of the Denver Broncos. So I've got two teams, no offense, but I do have two teams with really good defenses. This game has got under written all over it. Not just full game. I'd be looking first half under everywhere. Team totals.
Yep.
There's not going to be a lot of offense in this game at all.
There's been movement in this one too, guys. Joe, you know, I gave this under out on Friday on Make It Rain. It was 44.5 at that point. I'm seeing 41.5 in some places right now. So that's a good 3 points. Also interesting, the team totals. This Denver team total at 16.5, but they like the Packers offense more than you, Ranieri. They got Green Bay at 25.5 for their team total. I'm liking these unders in this game as well. Green Bay's got a defense, people.
Jets like it with a historically low team total this week as well. It was breaking. I was listening to the Daily Roto podcast. It was breaking the projections because the team total kept coming up around 10.75 or 10.5. So
they
have not
Jets.
Had a team total that
11.5 is the Dolphins.
Yet. Yeah.
11.5.
Is that more of your good news on
correction.
The Jets there, Blewett? Is that what that is?
I don't have any. C.J. Mosley.
The
can't
markets
get hurt
think
any
they'll
worse,
score
I
double
guess.
Figures today. 10.5.
Yeah. I was wrong on that Bills story though. The Bills were 0-2 and went somewhere and won last year, but it was the Vikings. They had that big upset that basically knocked everybody out of their knockout pools last year. So we'll see if Denver can get that done. We'll talk more games when we come back. So get on the grid and join us on Zumo Channel 719. We'll be right back. Mike, Joe, and Dane will be right back.
Rain dance!
Make it rain.
Maybe this Minshew kid, the guy is an old soul. He's light years ahead of some of the younger guys that we have seen before in this spot. And crazier things have happened, and there's something you can't deny with the kid. He's got a great attitude and personality where putting into this situation, it don't matter where he could be playing in the street. Like, nothing phases this kid.
Weekday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, Channel 719.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Are
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Brad Ziegler, do you bump David Johnson way down? Because he's not being used at all in the passing game either for some reason.
Part of the issue with David Johnson is game flow. And we've seen Kyler Murray. He has no problem throwing the ball downfield. And I love it. I love the offense that they're running. I love the shots he's taking. You've got to move David Johnson at a minimum down to the bottom of the RB1 side. We just haven't seen a whole lot of use of the backfield right now in their games.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Get on the grid. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning on Pro Football Today. We're in the midst of hour number two, live at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. So keep moving through these games. I think the next one to talk about is team that everybody felt like looked pretty good after week one. And then after week two, they're like, maybe it's the same old Raiders. And now they have a tough assignment going into Minnesota right now, Joe Ranieri. And the spread, as I see it right now, is at 9. So Raiders getting 9 here, but traveling to Minnesota. I guess the good news would be that Minnesota has been extremely run heavy, perhaps an inability to put up points. They didn't look particularly good last week. Cousins especially didn't look good last week. So where do you have this game? 43.5 total. Raiders heavy underdogs here, though.
Yeah, Raiders heavy underdogs and a heavy underplay for me, too. Listen, we got to figure out, is this just a early season jitters for Kirk Cousins? We know they're good defensively, Minnesota, and we know about the record with Zimmer at home in this spot, yada, yada, yada. But does anybody really know how good this offense is or how bad it is? I don't know. I do know we're not giving an awful lot of credit to the Oakland Raiders defense, who showed up pretty good against Kansas City last week. So I do think defenses will reign in this game. I'm not buying Kirk Cousins. I'm not buying that offense until I see it. So I'll go ahead and back the under in this game. I think it happens rather easily.
Dane, Dalvin Cook leading the NFL in rushing, but we saw last week I had a prop on Adam Thielen, 5.5 was over on the receptions, and it was there for the taking. The targets were there, but the misses by Kirk Cousins were brutal. He got to 5, couldn't get over that number. What are your thoughts on Cousins and Carr? Both really put up pretty brutal games last week. Carr, despite them being down by 18, were in a position. He wasn't pushing the ball downfield. He was averaging not even 8 yards per target. So two quarterbacks that probably have to show us a little bit more before we start betting overs.
Yeah, they do. I just have a little bit more faith in the Minnesota Vikings crew to be able to support Kirk Cousins and do so. I think Cousins bounces back a little bit more. I know what Joe said about the Raiders defense kind of stifling Kansas City in the second half, but I think the game flow kind of got away from them. And the game flow has gotten away from Minnesota on some level in other games. I think he will complete more than 8 balls, which he did in week one. I'm looking at the passing yards prop for Kirk Cousins, 221, and the completions is at about 18 or 19 and a half. I expect a bounce back from Kirk Cousins. I like that they're at home. I like the weapons of Diggs, Thielen, and Cook out of the backfield. I just think that the skill players are too good to not support Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins is a little bit of a value. I think the hate has gone a little too far. I know Joe is saying he needs to see it before he buys it. I'm going to try and be one step ahead of the game. I do think Minnesota offense bounces back today against Oakland.
All right, so another game that's seen some line movement is Detroit at Philadelphia. Gabe talked about it in his segment. Give me some thoughts on this, Joe. Philly's obviously banged up. No DeSean Jackson. We have Alshon Jeffrey likely to be out. I guess we'll hear it officially here in the next few minutes. Detroit coming on the road. They were a 7-point dog to open. That got bet all the way down, as Gabe said, to 4.5 right now. And it was higher than that this morning. So I guess public money really pushing that down, or the volume of money pushing that down. Maybe it's sharp money, but I wouldn't guess that. So give me your thoughts really on this game.
Yeah, Monday came around, and after we had seen the Philadelphia Eagles play and everybody get carted off the field there, it was a big head-scratcher. This game opened up at 7.5, which is where we were able to get it early on in the week. Now you're telling me it's all the way down to 4. So I don't know who they're going to throw the ball to, Philadelphia. I get that they're home, but I think Kenny Golladay and company are going to have a big day with Stafford. And oh yeah, by the way, that defensive front for Detroit, good luck running on them, Philadelphia. You're going to have to throw the ball. I don't know who you're throwing it to. I would never in a million years give these guys 6 or 7 points where it opened up. 4, you lost all the value. But don't sleep on Detroit today. They're a live dog in this one.
Yeah, they may be a live dog. Man, but
I know you said so you said Zach Ertz was going to be a big part of the offense today. So go ahead, live dog, Zach Ertz. Who else on Philly can possibly put up some numbers?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is obviously Nelson Agholor. You heard Drew Dinkmeyer talk about that in our DFS segment, him going for only 4,800 on FanDuel. I'm at the prop bet market, and I'm going to ride the same train. Guys, the receptions prop for Nelson Agholor is 4.5 right now. For Zach Ertz, it's 6.5. I think Agholor, unless we hear word that Alshon Jeffrey is in fact active in the next minute or two. If there's no Jeffrey, if there's no DeSean Jackson, I like what Joe is also saying, that it's not easy to run against the Detroit Lions front, Snacks Harrison and the crew. So I think Nelson Agholor over 4.5 receptions is a way to go. Agholor and Ertz are where the bread will be buttered for Carson Wentz today. If you're not looking at the game, those are some prop bets that I like, because Joe's right. Where else is it going to come from? I'm on Agholor over 4.5.
So Alshon Jeffrey officially out, as our producer Chris Pavona just mentioned to us. So you can get right there with Agholor 4.5 or Ertz 6.5 total receptions. I think it's really how it's going to be concentrated. Joe, player prop there. You like Kenny Golladay there. Total receptions for Kenny Golladay, 5.5.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to have a great time, and he's burned the Eagles secondary before in the past. So I'd expect Golladay to be in that 7-8 catch range here today.
Yeah, and his receiving yards is 74.5, so I guess you like that as well. So yep. Moving on to another game that we need to get to, Cincinnati at Buffalo. We talked about it earlier. Cincinnati historically is in a good spot to cover the number here against Buffalo. We talked to Drew Dinkmeyer, Dean, about Cole Beasley, John Brown, Josh Allen, all projecting really well. I've thought for some time Cincinnati's one of the worst teams in the league. I think they're going to be 0-3 after today, but can they cover this number?
You know, I've been with you. You know, I've been all over fading the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is a tough assignment for them to go on the road against a team that's starting to smell themselves. And if you remember, the Bills have been at MetLife for the first 2 weeks. This is, in essence, their home opener, right? So people are going through tables right now outside of Orchard Park. And I like Buffalo. I think that Cincinnati was kind of fool's gold with their moral victory in Seattle in week one. I think the real Cincinnati comes out.
I agree.
And I think Buffalo is a better team than them in their home opener. I'm comfortable laying the full touchdown. And remember, I think without Singletary yeah, there as well. Don't forget about Frank Gore as part of this offense, and he may be the only guy left standing. If they're up, okay, you don't have to worry about TJ Yeldon. If they're up the way I think they are, they're going to feed Frank Gore the ball in the second half.
All right, rapid fire. We're going through it. Well, actually, Joe, give me your thoughts on this one, too. I don't know if we got a chance to hear you on Cincinnati at Buffalo. That number right now at 6.5, so it's just shy of the touchdown, but maybe throw this into a teaser at some point. I know you're heavy on the totals today. You like some lower-scoring games, with the exception of the Saints-Seahawks over, which I like, but maybe I don't know if you're on the total or on a side on this one.
So here's the deal. The good news, if you're the Buffalo Bills, right, is that you've got a quarterback, Josh Allen, that has played – 4 fantastic quarters. The problem for the Buffalo Bills is you've played 8 quarters of football, which means he's only shown up half the time. You guys expecting me with no running game except for a 1,000-year-old Frank Gore who just never goes backwards, somehow is supposed to just run over the Cincinnati Bengals because they're at home? Yeah, I think they're going to run up-tempo. I think they're going to tire that Buffalo Bills defense out. This game is going to be a hell of a lot closer than people are giving it credit. I'm going to wait till it hits 7, and it will hit 7 before the kickoff, and I am going to hammer the Cincinnati Bengals.
That would definitely play into the trends that we have seen. Like I mentioned, 28 and 11 in the last 15 years for 2-0 teams going home trying to cover the spread. They're 11 and 28. I said it backwards. So it's a good spot here historically for the Bengals, Falcons, Steelers, and missing one more. So I'll get it for you. Let me check.
2-0 going home.
Yeah, the teams that you want to be on. Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Steelers, playing a team that has, since 2003, betting against the teams coming home for the first time has resulted in a 28-11 record. So the Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, and Steelers playing against those teams that are on the road for their first 2 weeks should be interesting. So, all right, last game to get to quickly. You know what? We're going to save it. Carolina and Arizona will do after the break. So how about another player prop out there that you like, Dane, that you could throw my way?
Sure. One, and you talk about this Atlanta-Indianapolis game, right? And we think points will be scored. 47.5 is the total. Both of these teams indoors. There is a guy who has defecated the mattress the first 2 weeks and quite frankly blew it. I just think the hate has gone too far on Devontae Freeman. Now, I understand that he has 19 yards and 22 yards so far, but his rushing prop is at 48.5. I think that's a little too low. I think he gets back on the gravy train. I'm over on Devontae Freeman because if not now, he better watch out for Ito Smith in his rearview mirror. I like over 48.5 for Devontae Freeman today.
It's been a popular DFS pick, a little bit of a pivot here. Not expensive,
right?
But a chance for touchdown equity is something you like. So, Dane, Mike, and Joe, right back on the grid.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
We'll be right back. Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Back on the grid, thanks for watching on Zumo Channel 719 live from the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. So happy to have you here on this Sunday morning. Pro Football Today, as we careen around the NFL trying to find out the stories. We've got inactives coming up. We do know Mark Andrews is going to play, and we do know that Alshon Jeffrey is going to be out. I know many of you are watching at home, and you're seeing some other inactives come out. We're going to do a full update at the top of the hour with Alex Fasano to make sure you have your lineup set for fantasy, you have your DFS lineups adjusted, and if that, you know, pushes a wager one way or the other for you, so be it. We have a game that Joe is eager to talk about, and Dane as well. Carolina Panthers going into Arizona. I think there's some sense from many that this is going to be the Kyler Murray breakout game. The interesting part is that he's already thrown for two 300-yard games. So he is in a position now to potentially have an even bigger game. I don't know. That shows you what 2019 is all about, Dean, with guys putting up that kind of yardage and then ultimately having to top that.
Right.
So right now the spread, I think, let me get the latest. I want to get the latest on this spread because it's moved a lot.
Yeah,
right now, Carolina getting 2.5 with Kyle Allen as a starting quarterback. Right. So, all right. So give me your thoughts on Kyler Murray, David Johnson, Fitz, yeah, Christian Kirk, the whole crew.
See, to be quite honest, I think there's opportunity on the other side. I'm worried about the other Texas A&M quarterback who's starting, and that's Kyle Allen. Listen, this North Turner offense, guys, and you know this is predicated on getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands into the hands of guys like Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, in space. This is no longer the times of Devin Funchess and Benjamin and Olsen like an NBA front court there, okay? And what's needed with this offense is accuracy. And that's what Cam Newton has struggled with his entire career, albeit injuries notwithstanding, okay? I actually think, guys, that there is a universe that Kyle Allen can be more accurate, can deliver the ball quicker, getting the ball in these guys' hands. I don't think Cam Newton in this offense is worth 5 points. We already saw he's not running the ball as much anymore either. I think there's value here still with the Carolina Panthers now getting 5 more points than they were on Tuesday morning. And I don't know that, you know, like you said, Kyler Murray's thrown for 350 both times. Does he, what, now all of a sudden throw for 410 this week? I'm not so sure. I actually think this Carolina Panthers offense looks better in a short spurt with the accuracy of Allen. So I wouldn't be so quick to everyone start crowning the Cardinals and their offense in this game. This could be a shootout, and Carolina can contribute to that. I'm keeping Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, and the like in my fantasy lineups today.
Joe, when I was trying to do win total projections all during the summer, it was really hard to find wins for Zona when you would go through it, because I think still the roster is a long way to go, even though they have some major pieces. But I think this is one of them. I think this sets up for them to potentially win this game. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, it's very interesting what you got going on here. First of all, Carolina is in a fantastic situational spot. They lost two games at home. You have an 0-2 team who last played last Thursday in week two, now has extra time to prepare. And oh yeah, now defensive coordinators have 2 weeks of film on Kyler Murray and what this offense is all about. Not to mention the fact you're telling me this line moved 5 points with Cam Newton going down. 5 points. Cam Newton was the worst. Him and Mitch Trubisky, the worst two quarterbacks in the NFL. Cam not even running the ball. So you're going to tell me somehow we lose even more by bringing in Kyle Allen? This is a complete overreaction. And guys, if you're going to tease anything today, tease the Carolina Panthers. You get to go through 3-7, and you get 8.5 points on the road of a desperate 0-2 team that Luke Kuechly and company, Yeah, they're going to have a field day with this. So take the 8.5 points, tease the Carolina Panthers in just about every 6-point teaser you got going on today.
That was very convincing. I'm consider me convinced, Dane.
Hit submit. I like go to the window at the next commercial break.
Yeah. I don't have to go to the window. I just do it on my laptop during the commercial break. Yep. So, anyway, so, I mean, I appreciate that the act of going to the window, but, you know, it's a little hard for me to run over there and run back. If they want to make a special Mike Blue VIP line, guys? Guy with a
well, Gabe has nice window blazer. Will who runs for him. Gabe somehow bad. got his stuff. So, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. Whatever you like, Blewett. But I'm with Joe. I think Kyle Allen could be more accurate. Let's not be
Gabe's
crazy
here.
He's
a cash guy. I'm more really an electronic is. Guy.
He's an old school guy. I like that. He likes the feel of it. You know, he likes to have the tickets in his hand. And I respect it.
Yeah. So, all right. Back to Joe to start this one off. We didn't really talk about Miami at Dallas. We talked about how absurdly large the spread is and that this lines up for Dak and Amari Cooper and Zeke to have big days. But let's just dive into the numbers a little bit more, Joe. I said that I'm betting against the Dolphins till they cover. I actually think they could cover today, but I'm not going to waver. So here we sit. 21.5 is where it is right now. I actually think it moved back up a half point.
Yeah.
They are 14.5 to 1, basically. Dogs, 46.5 total right now. Dallas minus 3,000. So not a lot of value there. But tell me what your thoughts are here, Joe.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to run all over the Miami Dolphins there. But I do think that they're already really banged up on defense in the secondary. They're banged up on the wide receiver position. I don't expect Jason Garrett and company to do anything more than they have to do in this game in order to win and coast. And I expect that's what it is. So to me, the play here where the value, it lies in the under in this game, because I'd love to see Josh Rosen show us something, but I wouldn't anticipate an awful lot of points from Miami. And at the same token, I would do a lot of time of possession with Dallas and running the ball here. They have no interest in running up this score and risking any more injury than they already have. Expect them to coast. Expect this to land under the number here today.
That's actually why I think Miami could cover it today, for the same reasons that Joe was talking about. I'm going headstrong into my commitment to betting against them until they cover, but I am a little concerned about that. Like maybe Tony Pollard even sees some carries to see Zeke catch a break. The one question I have for you, Dane, is with Michael Gallup out today, Devin Smith, we saw catch a touchdown pass last week. I don't think he slots into the Michael Gallup role, but how do you expect those targets to be dispersed, at least early on in the game, with Michael Gallup on the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't necessarily think you go deeper down the depth chain. It's not like a next man up to me because of what Joe is saying. I think they're going to hop in, hop out, do as little as they need to get their working margin, and then tell everybody, chill out. You know, so I don't think Devin Smith is a play. I don't go to Randall Cobb or anything like that because of the way I think this game flow is going to go. I also agree with you, Blewett, that, I mean, yes, I have Zeke in some of my DFS lineups. My concern is if he plays all four quarters. You know, I do think, remember, this is a guy still working his way back, you know, from that offseason down in Cabo. I think we do see a lot of Pollard, but because of all this and them trying to, like you said, do the bare minimum to get out with a W, I'll take the 21.5 points that I'm staring at right now. Remember, you know, Joe also said Cam and Trubisky were like the worst quarterbacks. It's not like Ryan Fitzpatrick in the first 2 weeks was much better, and they do make the switch to Rosen. Now, this is not a huge difference. Okay, oh my God, Josh Rosen's going to light it up, but he is coming in on fire, trying to prove a point, trying to show the Miami Dolphins, look, I can be this quarterback. Maybe it's an improved play. I think it's enough to stay within 3 touchdowns. I like Miami with the points, although I respect you and, you know, fading Miami until it doesn't work anymore, but I think they do the bare minimum, like you said. And I don't think they need to go down the depth chart to guys like Devin Smith. I think this is Zeke, Amari, and, you know, they pound, they get their working margin, and then they run the clock out and try to get out with a W.
Tavon Austin also out for the Cowboys, by the way.
Big things.
That's right. So not a lot of home underdogs, although we saw the one on Thursday night, the Jaguars cover the number and win outright. Gardner Minshew. I heard your audio clip. Gardner Minshew got a little moxie, attitude.
Holt hero.
Which I think has helped. He showed up in jorts last night, although he jinxed his team. They were winning 49-17, Rainieri, and they lost in regulation 67-63.
Yeah. Did you have the over in that one?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I have 3 hours of sleep in me because I could not believe what I was watching last night. I just honestly, I could not believe my eyes with what was happening. Wow.
Yeah. So Minshew, cult hero. He pulls off this win. He really had the win against the Texans too. They were right there. So yeah. he could be 2-0 as a starter. But nonetheless, he gets the win. Good divisional win for them. And so they were a home dog. The only other home dogs on the slate are playing, which we'll get into these primetime games a little bit deeper in the next hour, are the primetime games. We've got the Browns tonight, currently 3.5-point dogs to the Rams, and Washington tomorrow, 4-point dogs to the Bears. So, Joe, of these home dogs that are now remaining, which one do you like better? You like them both? You like them neither?
I am all over Washington to be able to get the win at home on Monday night. I will not back the Cleveland Browns. I think the public love, I think, is starting to wane a little bit. They have serious issues on the offensive line. Yep. And I do think that if it comes down to it, Sean McVay versus Freddie Kitchens. Yeah, I'm good. Give me Sean McVay all day in that game. I don't trust Cleveland at home, on Mars, in the water. I don't care. I don't trust them anywhere on planet Earth. So I'm going all day with the Rams, but I do like Washington to get the job done at home.
So, Dane, right off the bat, it's according to VSiN, the fact that only right now, as of early this morning, only 20% of the bets are backing the Browns in a primetime heavily bet spot. So maybe Cleveland is the contrarian play, but it's going to be hard until they play better to back the Browns.
Yeah, listen, I like that 80-20 rule a lot, but just not in this instance. Listen, Browns, you know, they got that win on Monday Night Football, but I don't think they looked good doing it, okay? They were facing Luke Falk and a team that couldn't move the ball at all, right? And here's the thing. Baker got riled up, okay? The Jets
defense, Mosley, no Williams, too.
And they were able to, you know, put pressure on Baker and rattle him a little bit, right? And now the Rams coming in, you know, Aaron Donald coming off, ending, Drew Brees' thumb. I think this is a problem for the Cleveland Browns, a big-time step up in class. Remember, the last time they were home, the Tennessee Titans and Marcus Mariota put up 30-some-odd points in that building. I like the Rams on the road. I'll lay the 3.5, and I'm with Joe. I think Washington could win outright on Monday Night Football. I certainly like them +4, as I'm seeing. And for me, I think all three of us have been fading the Bears all season long. And, you know, there's questions about if Trubisky is really that dude. The front seven for the Washington football team is not bad. I do like Washington plus the points and even on the money line at +185, but I'm staying away from the Browns until further notice. I'm with Joe. I like Rams given the points, and I like Washington tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll ask you guys a couple of quick questions. So, least likely, most surprising potential 3-0 team. Bills, Niners, Hawks, Ravens, Packers, Cowboys.
It's got to be the
those
Niners
are all
for
teams.
Me.
I think the Rams and New England and others, sure, there's some expectation that they could have ripped off a few games. But the Niners is your biggest surprise?
Yeah,
Joe,
it's got to be the Niners for me at least. Because we didn't see, we thought Jimmy G was throwing 5 interceptions in preseason. We didn't know what we were going to see there. And they've looked decent. That's the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah, no, mine is the Seahawks. Yeah, mine's the Seahawks. First of all, the Bills and the Niners have played absolutely nobody, okay? And in fact, I think they're about to share an opponent today in Cincinnati. So if you look at the Seattle Seahawks, they've only won, I believe, by a total of 3 points in their two wins here.
Right.
This is not a team. This is a team that should be better, is expected to win. They are winning, but they are not winning pretty. And yeah, I am shocked that they are 2-0 with the way that they have they have managed to pull it out late in games here. I would not expect that to continue today.
They had the eighth toughest schedule going into the season. So while they were playing Cincinnati to start, they were going on the road against Pittsburgh and then hosting the Saints, which, yes, slight advantage for the home game, but that was going to be a very tough game. And now those games turned into far different games than were anticipated, playing against backup QBs, one in the middle of the game. So those injuries really favoring the Hawks, who could move to 3-0. We could have three 3-0 teams in the NFC West as we enter week four. The Niners heading to a bye next week. Be sitting pretty at 3-0. So we'll come back with more information.
With DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
At the window.
I don't want to hear anybody patting Robert Kraft on the back after releasing Antonio Brown. Now, Antonio Brown, another thing too. His career's done. He's finished. You're going to pick this guy up with all the baggage now attached to him? First of all, he's a team wrecker. We know that with the Pittsburgh Steelers, with Mike Tomlin. There is no way I see Antonio Brown playing in the National Football League again. And if he does, shame on that organization.
Watch live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern on Sumo TV, channel 719.
All right, we're back on the grid. Thanks for joining us on Pro Football Today. I need a little info from Gabe Morency, so he's here to provide his best bets.
Pretty cool here. We have our best bets and everything else in between. The mayor of the Meadowlands, baby. We got a lot of plays here. Hopefully we're right because they're running out of sheets here today. So let's jump in. Let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings as the Raiders play their first road game of the year. There's, you know, you notice like Kirk Cousins has struggled. You know, fantasy players, yes, it's tough if you've got Thielen, you've got Diggs, etc. But I expect Kirk Cousins to have a big game today. I think Kirk Cousins is going to have a big game today, and I think the Minnesota Vikings, you know me, guys, I generally don't like to lay 9 points in a football game. Now, this number's been bouncing around a bit this week. We've talked a lot about Mike Zimmer. The guy's an ATM machine. And Mike Zimmer, 37-14-2 against the spread, against non-division opponents. All right, what happened in week one? They easily beat the Atlanta Falcons. Week two, close game. They lost to a division rival in the Green Bay Packers. Last time I checked, I know the Raiders are relocating to Las Vegas, but they're not changing divisions too, are they? When Mike Zimmer plays a non-division opponent in Minnesota, 22-5-1. 22-5-1 against the spread. Those are numbers that I'm not going to get in front of, and those are numbers that even Kirk Cousins can't get in front of. Minnesota Vikings roll the Oakland Raiders today. We got big line movement, guys. We talked about it earlier about this this Green Bay and Denver game. I'm not a big under bettor, but I can't overlook 11 straight unders for the Denver Broncos. Broncos offense is anemic, all right? Green Bay Packers offense isn't much better so far this year, but they're playing good defense. I like this game to go under the number. And let's throw a seven-point teaser out there for you guys. This is my best bet of the early afternoon card here, even though I think they're both going to cover. I think the Vikings are going to cover the spread, and I think the Packers are going to cover the spread. But do a seven-point teaser. We'll take it to the bank, and we'll have some money to play with at 4 o'clock, Mike.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, obviously, they played a tough game last week. They'll be in a situation where they try to, the Vikings try to bounce back. Green Bay trying to go to 3-0. Did you expect that?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. We're going to learn a lot about a lot of football teams.
I agree.
We haven't even gotten to the Texans and Chargers. Don't worry, we're going to get to the Raven and Chief game. I'll be back at 12:40 with all my best bets and props. I'll tell you right now, Cole Beasley, get in right now. They're giving money away. Free money. It's 3.5 again.
Easy money.
Cole Beasley, over.